Nightfall. The Late Bus. Rick Jasper. Darby Creek, Minneapolis. Lerner Publishing Group. For Annie. Always my first reader. Chapter 1. I was almost 17, but it was my first funeral. Not-So and I were all dressed up, standing in a crowd in the entryway of the West Bridgewater Baptist Church. Not-So nudged me and rolled his eyes to the right. Coach Tyree stood there in a suit and tie, wearing a black armband and shaking hands with people like he knew everyone. We'd never seen him in his Sunday best before. I guess he and Miss Robin went to the same church. "Are we supposed to sit down?" I whispered to Not-So. His grandmother died last spring, so I figured he knew the drill. "Not yet," he whispered back and steered me into a line in the center aisle of the church. "When you get up there," he said, "just watch what everyone else does. I'll be right behind you." By the time I was halfway up the aisle, I could see the casket with Miss Robin in it. A big woman. A big woman with a big heart, is what people have been saying since she died. And I guess that's right. The kids on the Bridgewater High late bus, the regulars, always looked forward to seeing her. In fact, a lot of us attended this funeral, including the three I hung out with the most. Barry, Not-So, Bright, who seemed to have detention more often than not, Nikki Presley, a reporter for the school paper, and Nigel Bronski, star of the BH chess team. Miss Robin was the only bus driver who learned everyone's name. "Lamar, honey," she'd say, grinning at me as I got on. "How was your day, sugar?" And if you wanted to tell her, she'd listen.